Happy Halloween, everybody. Welcome back to our Halloween episode of Vikings Connected. This is Chris Hockey. My name's Aaron Newberg. It's time for another edition of Vikings Karaoke. Who got in your car this week?
Captain Munnerlund. Yeah, he doesn't sing all that great, and I didn't know any of the music he played, but we had some great talking. Great talking. That's not the way you say stuff in English.
I can tell somebody been sitting right here who's real tall.
Yeah, we'll sing along and talk and have a good time.
Y'all might not know the songs, though, right?
I'm reading about you and obviously reading interviews and stuff about you. You're an inspiring guy, man.
Being premature to everything else, huh?
Yeah, I know. Our little girl was 4 pounds, 7 ounces.
Oh, wow, really?
And I thought she was little, but you were 3 pounds?
I was 3 months early, but I was still...
3 months early.
Yeah, I was telling my mom, I was like, I was going to be a real big baby.
Yeah, right.
You could have held on a little longer.
That's true. Think about that. Wow. Yeah. What'd your mom listen to? What kind of music she listened to?
She's a gospel lady.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, she's a gospel. She's a preacher, so...
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, then you had some good music around the house then, huh?
Oh, yeah. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Let's go. You know this song?
I've heard this song.
Oh,
that's what I'm talking about.
No, 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 no. I'm you're my girl. I'm going to tell it to the whole wide world and say I'm you're my... Promise to love you the best I can. Say I've been there, done it, humped around. After all that, this is what I found. Nobody wanted just like me. It's too bad that you can't see that you got it bad. Hey. Hang up and you call right back. You got it bad. And you miss the day without you feel my whole life all dry. Boy, you got it bad when you out with someone and you keep on thinking about somebody else. Woo, that used to be my jam back in the day.
You can sing, though.
No, man.
No, I'm telling you, it's kind of... I've been in this car with people that can't sing. That's all I'm going to say.
I really can't
mention your name. You can sing. That's awesome, man.
I really can't sing.
You went to school in South Carolina, right?
Yeah, I'm a Gamecock.
Did they bring tourists through very much, that school, anything? Anybody play there very much?
Hooli and the Blowfish.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah,
you know,
of
they
course.
Went there, so.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
So every time spring game came around, they always did a halftime show.
Darius is probably 15 years older than you, I guess,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
but they still came back and played. That's cool.
Every spring game I was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came back.
Did you like them or was it?
Yeah,
like,
they was cool. Yeah, they was cool. They was cool.
Darius is killing it in country music right now.
Oh, yeah. He's
selling records crazy, man. While you're looking, I see a lot of ink on your legs. You got ink on your arms and stuff,
man,
too?
Man, everywhere.
Do you really?
Yeah.
How long ago did you start getting tattoos and why did you start getting them?
I actually hid them from my mom for a long time.
Right.
I got my first tattoo when I was 17.
Really?
She didn't know I had my initials on the back of my arm in high school. And she never really paid attention to it. I'm like, how she don't know? I'm in jerseys all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
She never knew. And I got to college and I started getting, I got it on my back, my chest. And then I never had them down here. I never had it down here until I got to knew that I want. I was like, I want to be in the NFL.
Exactly.
And things like that. So then I went down there and she was like, when did you get tattoos? I confessed it to her. I was like, Mom, I've been had them. And she was like, oh, my God, I can't believe you got it. Then I got her picture on me, so I showed her that.
Oh, that's cool.
It kind of cheered up a little bit.
Yeah, she can't hate that. That's cool. Yeah, man, once I started, I couldn't stop, man.
Yeah, so weird. Like, you just crave for another one. I love Usher, so.
Yeah, bring it.
It's pretty cool y'all doing this, though.
Oh, man, it's been fun. You know, it's just talking to people about things other than football, you know?
Yeah, trying to help a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
But there's more. Listen.
Yep.
Please hear me. Just when I found I can say I'm safe, my cheek on the side, said she got one on the way.
Oh, that's the scariest song I ever heard in my life, man.
Yeah, it's so scary. My wife would kill me. If I'm gonna tell it, then I gotta tell it all. Damn near cried when I got that phone call. I'm so dope, I don't know what to do about it. My
and this by far is the hardest thing I think I've ever had to do.
I'm sure it is.
Are you done, man?
I don't
man. That's scary.
Y'all got me want to keep doing this.
I'm telling you, do it. Give me more. You're educating me over here. Now I got a song scared me to death. Every time I start thinking the wrong direction, I'm going to listen to that song.
I listen to all these confession songs like stuff like this.
Again, keeps you straight, right?
Yeah.
It's been a prayer for me to say this. It's coming from the heart. Been a long time coming. Been dead, been apart. Really wrong to work this out. Think you're gonna change it. But no, think it's this week. I'm all separate. Understand. You feel my pain.
It's not
way to feel. One minute's a mistake. Now it's too late. I know she ain't coming back. What I'm gonna do now to get my shorty back. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Man, I don't know what I'm gonna do
without my boo.
Ooh, 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 ooh. So many days,
so many hours. Till you return, same with your body. Don't want you, just go. Gotta let it go. The party ain't
done.
Let it burn, let it burn. Gotta let it burn. Deep down, you know it's dancing. It's up with you. Hate the part of being with someone else, but you know that it's
so.
Let it burn. Let it burn, let it burn.
I think that's all I got for y'all
today.
Thanks,
man, I hear you. I feel like I need to call my wife and apologize. Right on, I'll turn you around right here.
Yes, sir, thank you, man.
Are you kidding me, man? Thank you for doing this, that was fun. It's good to get to know you a little bit.
Yes, sir, I know I sound terrible, but hey.
I'm telling you, you're the best singer that sat in that seat so far. And I'm telling everybody you said that.